You are listening to the Bullet Beans to Big Dreams podcast with your host and entrepreneur, Jem Wirth, from Council Estate to Living Her Dream.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to this podcast, Bullet Beans to Big Dreams, with me, Jem Wirth. Welcome. So today, I've got a special guest from my hometown, Manchester. I cannot wait for this. So today, I've got Carly on. And she is the owner of the Brow House in Manchester. Is that right, Carly?
It is.
Woo! Homegrown. I'm so excited for this. We've literally got so much to talk about and a limited amount of time. So we're just going to crack straight on with it and get into it. So I'm dying to hear your story, and so are all the listeners. We have about 500 listeners a week, you know, so we've got a lot to talk about. So let's crack on. Let's hear about you, how you started, where you come from, and like how you're absolutely smashing it now. How did you get to it? Take us to the start.
Oh God, here goes. So I'm from Blakely in Manchester.
Woo.
Near Heaton Park.
Yes, Heaton Park. I love Manchester. I love it so much. I want to move back home eventually, I think, when I'm in a few years' time. That's what I want to do.
So basically, obviously, it's a bit of a life story, isn't it? It started off when I was quite young. I lived with my mum and dad, and my dad obviously sadly got poorly. When I was around 12 or 13. He had cancer and he passed away at a young age of 14.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So that was a bit crap. So that's kind of where my story begins. I turned into a bit of a shit. Got myself into lots of fights, lots of troubles and things like that. And it kind of just like escalated from there, really. Go from one bad thing to another, don't you? To another and another.
story of my bloody life, that let me tell you.
So then I obviously went through school, caused my mum a lot of trouble. Kept getting told off, you know, like you do when you're young. And then I ended up with my son, Charlie, at 19. So obviously I moved out and got my own house at like quite a young age. Obviously a year or so I've become a single parent, which is a bit of a struggle, but he's amazing, Charlie. Literally, he's the coolest kid. He's 13. Aww. Now like my wingman. He's chilled, he's lovely. So I kind of went from there. Ended up not in a relationship, and then you move on to another relationship. like you do, angry, bit of a toxic one.
We've all been there.
Then what was next? And then I obviously got with my little girl's dad, Bobby's dad. She's 7 on Wednesday, 8 on Wednesday.
Wow.
So that didn't work out. Was a bit of a up and down relationship as well, which was a bit shit. I'm not going to go too deep into it in case you listen to the podcast, you know.
Yeah, you got to be careful. We don't want no lawsuits.
So then I kind of started. I've always kind of done beauty, but always on the side. So I used to after I split up with Bobby's dad. I kind of went back into the beauty industry because I used to work with adults with learning disabilities at a place called ANSAR Projects, which is really, and I ended up becoming the team coordinator there, and I loved it. But it's long hours, constant, you know, you was being called out, you was on call. So I'd done that for like 5 years, and then obviously when I split up with Bobby's dad, I went back into the beauty industry, which was really good. Then a little hiccup along the way, I started talking to some guy who I thought was amazing and he became a stalker.
Oh my God.
But to be fair, it was pretty fucking scary.
Yeah.
I can laugh now, but it wasn't funny at the time. So I kind of had a little bit of a meltdown when that happened. I was scared to go to any work. I didn't go anywhere. I give up work, give up, you know, I didn't really go out. I ended up moving in my mum's for a couple of weeks. You know, just trying to sort myself out. And then I've kind of, since that, it's been a bit of a wake-up call, and I thought, do you know what, I'm not doing this, I'm going to live for me kind of thing and do what I want. So so I went and got a job in a salon. I thought, I'm doing it. It was a family member, which was good, obviously, helping me out, getting a job and things like that. And then I took ill with pneumonia and sepsis. So that was
my God. Bloody hell.
Basically, I it was like bonfire night, and I felt really shit. I just thought I had a flu, and I'm not one of them who will go to the doctors. Like, literally, unless I was physically dying, I wouldn't go to the doctors.
That's the way we were brought up, us Northwest girls. Tough as old boots.
So I was in bed, it was like literally shivering, shaking from head to toe, and I was like, oh, I've just got the flu. And I said to my fella, like, I said, I'm just going to go to bed. I said, I don't feel well, and I don't know what it was. I just kind of got up, and I was like, I need to go. I need to go and see my mum. I need to, like you do, I'm going to go and see my mum. I don't feel good.
Yeah.
And I started driving towards my mum's, who lives quite close to North Manchester Hospital. And I just went straight past my mum's and went to A&E. And I don't even remember doing it. Like, I don't know what, I literally go there. And I got there and I just said, I don't feel well. And she said, sit down. And then that's the last thing I remember for 2 days.
Oh, my apparently God.
My blood pressure dropped to something like 15 over 30. And my organs started to shut down. That was a bit, I woke up like, oh, what's going on? Like, I thought I was going to get some medication. My mum was in tears. Everyone was there. I was like, what's going on? And she was like, the people said, you know, you've literally got critical 24 hours.
Oh, my God.
I know. I literally didn't have a clue. I woke up like, what the hell is going on? And I was in ICU.
That's
so
fucking mental.
I remember trying to get up out of bed. I was like, no, I'm fine. I was like, get up and have a wash. And I literally could not even sit up. My head was just spinning. I was like, oh, God. So I was in for like 5 days. It was like right near Christmas, obviously panicking about the kids and stuff.
Wow.
So then I got out of hospital, and it was like, I think it's like 5 weeks before Christmas. So I'm thinking, shit, I've got no money. Like, I need to go back to work, even though they said, you know, you should be off till February, March. I was like, no way, I can't do this. I need to go back to work. For my employer to tell me that she didn't need me anymore. I was like, no.
I'm not being funny, right? I think you've had as much shit as I have. I've met someone who's like on a bar with me. This is mental. Oh my God.
I know. So I was like, watch it, I've got no job. Obviously, you know, they had a salon, so they've got to do what they've got to do. If they want busy or, you know, whatever the reason was, that, you know, I couldn't go mad about it, even though I was like, fuck, what am I going to do now? So I started the brow house.
Boom, just like that.
I've got a conversion in my garage that I literally painted, went and got some B&M flooring, IKEA furniture, threw it up, and let's do it. I've got to make some money for Christmas, and that it's all become good. Absolutely smashing it now.
Wow, that's amazing. It just goes to show, doesn't it? I say this all the time, right? And I think it's that word, grit. And I've got that up in my new office, because it's like, it just kind of depicts like life sometimes. You go through all this shit, everything's against you, and you just think, you know what? I'm going to do it. I've got that grit, northern grit, and that determination to like just make my life my own. And I love it so much.
And obviously, as well, I joined the Release Your Inner Queen, and that has been a game changer for me.
Yeah.
Literally, like, I was the negative Nelly. everything was going to go wrong, nothing's going to go right. And now it really works, that just keeping that positive head, even when shit comes your way, you're kind of like, right, I can deal with it. I can kind of get on with it.
Yeah, and you've got to, aren't you? You've got to. It's hard, though, but you just got to. It is all about when you wake up in the morning with that positive mindset, isn't it? And doing your magic mornings, as Alicia says. Shout out to Alicia as well. Big massive shout out. Queen. I'm a mate as well.
it definitely works. And it's, you know, even everything that she teaches us on there, just trying to keep yourself organised and keep your shit together. And it's changed me, because I literally hectic. My life was literally, I was running to and from, and I was like, oh, what am I doing next? Whereas now I'm like, right, I can do this.
Put your shit together.
And I'm making a bit of a change. So I am buying my own home, which is very exciting.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, with my partner, who's great. He's not a stalker or a psycho. He seems to be all right.
Has he got any mates? I'll be serious, honest to God.
Let's get yourself down to Manchester and see if we can hook you up.
I want my next husband is gonna be a man. That is it. That is definitely, if you're not from Manchester, I'm not interested.
Yeah, we'll do a DBS check first.
Yeah. Honest to God. Well, I'm glad you found someone who's decent. Anyway, like I say, I seem to be having trouble in that department. I've got all my life together and all the other areas, like business, I'm absolutely smashing it. I've got a lovely, beautiful home. My daughter's smashing it. Yeah. It's just my love life seems to be going to shit.
Yeah, it's not easy, is it, when it comes to the male species? One, but no, he seems to be a good one. Up to now.
The jury is still out.
We're going to buy our first ever home. So that's good.
Yeah.
I am swapping from my garage, and I'm going to go into a salon just up the road. So that'll be nice.
I'll have to pop in and see, because I'm over here in Chapel Eaton Moorway all the time, obviously, because I do a lot like the dry wave that I'm involved in. So I'm always over that way as well. And I've got quite a few clients on that strip now, going all the way up from like Stockport into Manchester. So I'm going to see you all.
Yeah, definitely. Come and get yourself a massage.
Oh, I do. I need that. Well, I'm moving office soon. I've literally worked all weekend. I've done all the move, most of it myself. So that's what I'm going to treat myself to probably next week, a week after. So I might just book in with you and surprise you and pop over. But I could probably see you going a bit tits up, because we'll probably end up going out, won't we?
Yeah.
Imagine. 5-day hangover pending.
I know, I can't handle it anymore. I'm like 2 days if I ever go out for one night.
I'm terrible. I went out for England game on the Tuesday game last week. Oh my God, yeah. I was still poorly on Friday.
not good.
Oh no, it'll never again. I think, Christ, now I'm nearly 40, I just can't handle it. It's just not happening.
it takes you longer to recover, doesn't it?
The older you get, so I just think I'm just going to stay in. But I am, if and when we get to final on Sunday, I think I will have to go out, because it's the first time in our lifetime seeing it. So
definitely, fingers crossed.
Definitely not going into work on Monday.
Day off.
But you can when you're the boss. It's great, isn't it? I'm not sure if you find that, but you can. It is hard work being self-employed and having staff and, you know, running all your businesses like I do. But then the good thing is, you know, you can. If you want a day off, you can do, because you don't have to answer to anybody, and that's what I love. You know what I mean? I love that.
Yeah.
About being self-employed, it's great.
You know, if you planned, you don't have to think about booking time off or anything.
Oh, speak to some bloody bigwig high up who says yes or no. You know what I mean? Does my head in that?
Sorry, you're not allowed today. You're like, what?
What? Who are you, my dad? Never right. I I've got some questions for you.
Yes.
If you don't mind. Right. So I always ask these questions in my podcast. So question number one, who are the three people that have been most influential in your life?
Oh, so I can think of two.
That's fine. She's fine.
Obviously, my dad was a big influence in my life. He was very fun and outgoing. So he's all, I've always kept that in my mind to kind of be like that.
Yeah.
Also my mum, because my mum has been my mum and my dad.
And
I've got, obviously, I've got my sister and she's brought up amazing. And we've probably, I've put her through the mill a little bit. She is my true inspiration, if she can deal with us.
Bless.
And she does anything.
It's mad, actually. I had a guest on last week and she was saying that about her dad as well. Because obviously my dad's my biggest inspiration for me. I lost my dad when he was young as well to cancer, a bit like your dad. So that's always been kind of my driving force to make him proud and stuff like that. So it's nice to hear. Shout out to the dads. Massive shout out. And the mums. I don't have a mum either anymore, but that's a whole different podcast.
I've read the book.
You know then. Christ, what a woman. Not. Right, question number two. What do you wish you'd known 10 years ago?
Oh. Do you know what? I think the big thing for me that I've realised at the moment is how to be happy with me.
Yeah.
Because I feel like all that shit that I've dealt with is because I wasn't happy, always trying to please somebody else, and it never worked. Now I'm happy in me. So everything around me seems to be happy as well.
Oh, I love that. That's such a good answer. I love it. Right, question number three. It's Monday morning. You're not motivated one little bit. What song do you play and why?
So every single morning I get in the car and I play Pump Up the Jam. It just gets me in the mood every day. I'm dancing on the school run, singing. Even my kids sing it with me now as well.
Oh, I love that. You can't beat the 90s music.
Yeah.
I love that. I've got like a bit of a song like playlist now, I've got a few that I pick from, which is always gets me up in the mood, even when I feel like shit like I do today, to be honest. Bloody COVID jab.
Oh, you have to get blasting your tunes on.
I will. I know when we've done this podcast, tunes will be up in office and that get me through the day. I've got my list, to-do list, and I'm just going to stick to it, and then that's it, done. Right, so where can the listeners connect with you online?
Okay, so I'm on Instagram and Facebook, and I am the Brow House MCR, so obviously from Manchester. Brow Manchester on Instagram or Facebook, that's where I am.
Marvellous. So go and check out the page. If you're from the area, get yourselves booked in. Right, so this is my last question, my signature question. If this was to be our last conversation, what would you say to me?
Keep doing what you're doing. You're a flipping legend.
Love it. Absolutely love it. I don't feel like a legend all the time. It's I think a lot of people have this kind of misconception, you know, when you're doing so much and you've worked hard, and just think it all comes to you. But it's hard work, isn't it? It is proper graft.
Yeah, I reckon 90% of the time you're like, oh, God, right, come on, we can do it. And it does pay off in the end, but it is hard work.
It is proper hard. And I'm obviously moving to this new office now, just up the road from where I am. Over to where my head office is, and it's just like I sat there yesterday, right, trying to build a flaming thing for my IKEA, right? I don't do stuff like that. And I sat there and I got really overwhelmed, and I just thought, what the hell am I doing? And then of all the songs, come on, right, my dad's song, Come On, Wish You Were Here by Pink Floyd. And I were like, if that is not a sign that I have made the right decision, then I don't know what is.
The things that come on. I remember doing it driving down the motorway, and I had Kistery on, which is obviously a bit of R&B hip hop. Mm-hmm. and a song come on that my dad loved, which was Wet, 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 Love Is All Around You. And I was like, that what? Song would come on that radio station. And I was like crying, no, down the motorway, thinking, oh my God, it's
oh, I've lost you.
You're back.
Oh, you're back. Well, what's something I'm happened back. There? I was like, hello. Bloody technology. Honestly. Yeah, it's mad, isn't it, how things like that happens. I've literally loved talking to you. I think we could talk for hours and hours. I really, really do.
Definitely.
Is there anything else that you want to talk about? Any shout-outs? Anything you want to say?
No, just to all you queens on the Release You in a Queen. We've got motivational. Is it Monday? Motivation Monday at 12?
12 o'clock, yes. Don't Woo! Miss it. I've got a meeting at 11, so if it's done, I'm going to see if I can jump on and say hello to everyone as well. But I'm not sure if it will be or not. I don't know. Who knows what happens in my day? So what are your plans for today? Are you going to work? Are you at work today?
I've got a couple of appointments today. And then I'm doing a clean-up day. Cleaning up, sorting my house out, trying to get rid of some stuff, because obviously, hopefully we're moving out soon, so trying to get rid of some stuff, really.
Oh, you find loads of shit. I've been packing up my office, and the amount of shit that I've found, I'm like, I've still got loads to do. You should see it. I'm staring at it all, and I'm like, I've got to be out by Friday.
Oh, no. You find stuff as well. You're like, oh, no, wait, did they have this? Oh, my God, look at it.
Honestly, right, well, I've absolutely loved having you on the podcast, and we'll get you back on soon if you want, and I will definitely be booking, and I'll definitely come and see you next time I'm over anyway. I think I'll be over soon. Yes, everybody, get yourselves booked in if you're from the Manchester area, the Brow House, find her on Facebook. Carla, you've been amazing. Thank you so much for sharing your story.
Cool, enjoy your day.
I will do.
I'll see you soon.
See you later. Bye. Well, what an amazing podcast. Thank you so much, Carly. Stay tuned for our next podcast. Yes, sorry, I can't get my words out again. Coming very, very soon. Head over to Podomatic to listen to all the previous episodes that we've got. And thank you for the continued support on these podcasts. I'll speak to you all very, very soon.